Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here we go. Happy Saturday morning, everyone. Home sweet home, Chicago. It is our 11th straight day of cloudy skies across the Chicagoland area. We're hoping to bring the sunshine here. We're here for the next 2 hours. Home sweet home, Chicago. This is not David Hochberg. I'm not screaming through the microphone quite yet. I'm trying to build up my vocal strength to get up to David Hochberg levels. Not quite there yet, but we want you to be sure to call on in. We're going to help you out for the next 2 hours with all things home real estate, home buying, home remodeling, your credit scores, what to do with your garages, all things like that. So be sure to jump in the conversation with your questions at the Mega Pros hotline, 312-981-7200. You can talk and text. Just a little bit. I'm going to introduce you to our wonderful guests. We got a packed panel today. We're going to be chatting with Amy Kite about all things investment opportunities in the Chicagoland area. We got our credit guru, Gary Novell, in talking about bringing you back from the dead of credit and how you can improve that credit score to maybe get those investment opportunities that Amy's going to chat with. We got Will Santiago and Jack Patak from Garage Door Group. They're going to talk about how to turn your garage into something special. Maybe you want it to be a workplace for you. Maybe you got a carpentry business on the side. Maybe you want some cabinets. Maybe you just want a big old Blackhawks logo at the center of it. They're going to talk to you how to do anything you want to create a man cave in your garage, whatever it might be. And of course, we got Mega Pros Jeremy here too. We're going to do the Mega Pros question of the week and all of your questions too, 312-981-7200. But before we get started, as David does every week, Elwood, how many miles is it to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Hey, we are on a mission for God here on the Home Sweet Home Chicago. Just got our first text on the Mega Pros text line, 312-981-7200. The sun is out here in Portage Park. I'm looking to the northwest, and I'm starting to see some peaks maybe coming on out. Hopefully get a little extra sunshine here today. But anyways, 2 hours of fun ahead answering all your questions. Let's introduce you to our panel. We start with Amy Kite. Amy, how are you doing here today?
Awesome. Thank you.
Ready to talk some investments? Boy, we've been Absolutely. Already talking for about a half hour about things.
We have, yes.
A lot of great questions about investment opportunities. Really quickly, phone number, how people can reach you if they have any questions throughout the show.
847-877-9881.
One more time.
847-877-9881.
All right, Gary Novell, credit guru. You're in studio. You were on the phone a couple times. You can't make the trek on in, but you did for me today, Gary.
I'm actually in just for you today, Jen.
Right, you heard David wasn't here, and you're like, you know what?
I took advantage of the situation so I could get a few words edgewise.
Yeah, we're going to talk it about... you know, all things credit, but bringing your credit back from the dead. I know a lot of people, when they're down at that number that they don't like, all hope seems to be lost, but you're here to tell them that that's not the case.
Well, that example that I'm going to give later on is actually when the credit bureau says that you're deceased and doesn't provide a credit score, which causes a lot of problems.
That's no good.
So no, that's not a good thing.
If they come back with not applicable or no credit score, that's no good. All right, well, we'll talk about literally coming back from the dead. And the guys from Garage Door Group, Will Santiago, Jack Patak, how are you guys doing here today?
Excellent. Great to be here.
Yeah, so
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jack, I got to say, you walked in with this Blackhawks jacket. That's how old is that thing?
It's about 20 years old.
Yeah, used to wear it to the Chicago Stadium, I imagine, before United Center. You guys do garages, and I think that a lot of people say, okay, they put some garage doors up, they fix a few things. What's really sexy about a garage? I'm wrong, right?
You are wrong, yes. Garage doors alone are sexy. So if you want a sexy garage door, give us a call.
Ooh, yeah.
But besides garage doors, we are garage remodelers. We also do the garage cabinets. For detached garages, people are thinking of knocking down their old garage. we can build a new garage, make that old garage look new again with garage siding, the eaves, side service doors, literally save thousands over a new garage.
I imagine garages for a lot of people. I don't have one. I live in a condo. My parents have one out in Downers Grove. And that thing, it seems like every 7 years or so, that thing is filled to the brim with crud that they've just kind of accumulated in there. It's sort of that tuck-away place that people just like to leave there. But I'm sure Amy's nodding her head. Making a better garage can make your place a better investment, I imagine, Jack.
It can. That's why we would specialize more in just remodeling it than just knocking it down, building a new one.
Right.
You know, and that saves you a ton in cost. Because I know, because I used to sell brand new garages.
Mm-hmm.
And especially fighting with towns like Downers Grove and permits, it could take months just to get a permit. People don't realize that. Where if I'm just refacing it, I can get that within a week.
Lickety split.
Yes.
312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros hotline. Be sure to text on in. Be sure to call in with your questions. I got a challenge out there for anyone. Go out to your garage right now. Y'all got phones on your, or cameras on your phone. Take a picture of your garage right now. I want to see them on the text line. We're going to find a real messy garage and see what you guys are able to do with it. We'll paint the picture for all of our radio listeners out there. John Hansen in for David Hochberg. Mega Pros. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Before I get to Jeremy, really quickly, your guys' phone number. From Garage Door Group, in case they need to reach you.
847-998-5555.
All right.
And we have a brand new website that's easy to find. It's called fixmygarage.com.
That is pretty easy. Backing up Gary, what about you? How can people reach you?
630-624-9557. The number again is 630-624-9557. Any questions about your credit?
All right, Mega Pros. Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Sorry,
John.
To go to you and then put you on
That's
pause
right.
immediately.
That's all right. I'm used to it. No big deal.
All things remodeling, everything.
Any home improvement question, whatever you need, we're here for you.
And I hear you, and I understand you don't sing the song for us.
No, but you know, John, you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, 847-658-89. Did I get it right?
Yeah, 89.
Let's let the professionals do it here.
847-658-8989.
All right, so we're going to do our Mega Pros question of the week a little bit later on. It's an interesting one. It's about a family that has an electric bill that's going up, and they don't know why, but they think they have an idea, and it has to do with what's happening in the roof. It's a great question. They had a roof redone, and they're wondering it might be contributing to a high electric bill. Y'all ready to have some fun today?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, then we're going to jump into it on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
All right, well, Duff got half of it right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am John Hansen in for David Hochberg on this somewhat gloomy Saturday, although we're getting texts. Not only are we getting texts of garages, dirty garages, we're going to help you figure out how to clean that up with the folks from Garage Door Group in just a little bit. We're getting texts from reports of sunshine all over the... I think people are so excited, they can't wait to text it on in. Whatever you want to do, you can text us at the Mega Pros hotline, 312-981-7200. All right, we're going to open up today's show chatting with Amy Kite, all things investments. Amy, how are you doing on this Saturday?
Awesome, thank you.
Is it today a good day to take a tour of a new home, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very little sunshine out there. You might as well be looking at houses.
Yeah, right. At least it's not rainy. That's the best thing. How is the market doing? We hear different reports of that it's doing okay. Soft spots here and there. I guess it's location.
Right. And I would tell you what we've seen is the market's moving. We put 35 under contract in January, which is phenomenal for a January.
Yeah.
So we've seen the market absolutely pick up. I believe that has something to do with the weather and the fact that it's not been bad. So, you know, it's a great time, and we always encourage our sellers to get on the market before spring, because we've got one that we put on the market a couple days ago, and we've already got our first offer on it. So.
I was a March 2018 buyer, and you're right, that spring market, I mean, you know better than anyone. Boy, you had to hop on it quick. Anyone that was able to get it up on the market before March was in much better shape. I imagine it'll be the same thing this year. We were talking off the air about people kind of my... I'm an older millennial. Mega Pros, Jeremy, I know you are too.
Yep. And we don't even want to call it that.
I don't even want to.
I know. That's not a thing, but yeah.
Yes, because millennials are born in 1981, but we still grew up in a time before the internet.
Pre-internet, pre-texting, pre-Facebook.
Yeah, we're not as...
No social media.
Yes, we're not as entitled as the other millennials, quote-unquote, are out there.
Sure.
Do you see more millennials buying homes than maybe you thought that you would a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My son is the true millennial at 26, and he's got friends right now that, because he's a realtor, and he's got friends right now that he's helping buy homes, so absolutely.
Yeah. What are some good, you know, you talk about investment opportunities for people that maybe already have that home, or they're maybe looking for that second one. There, even though the market's picking up, there's still some great deals and opportunities out there for people.
Yeah, I mean, and we have people who call us because they want their home sold, right? So maybe they're leaving the state, maybe it's an estate, maybe, you know, it's the second home, they've already bought something else, and so they want a quick offer. And so that's one of the things that we're able to help people with too. And so, you know, if we've got people who are interested in buying properties that need some work, we're interested in connecting with them because we've got opportunities that we get calls on all the time.
When you say need some work, you're talking about homes maybe built in the late 70s, early 80s that haven't been redone in a while, all sorts, shapes, and sizes?
Could be. It could be, you know, a home that's newer than that that's got a little bit of mold to it. So, you know, it can be anything. It's just somebody who needs to sell, and maybe they need to paint and put flooring in, and they don't have the money to do it, and they have to sell the house. Right now, too, taxes are due, right? And I mean,
let's all do the collective groan. Right? Well, let me get on my David Hochberg. Yeah. I got to stand on my tippy toes to yell about taxes some more. Yeah,
right.
But they're high, yeah, no doubt.
Well, and they're due, and some people just can't afford to pay them, and now, you know, the tax certificates are coming due, and so, you know, some people may need to bail out of their house because they can't afford it anymore.
So. Yeah, or if they're on that fixed income, too. Maybe they're in that retirement stage, and they're not going to expand. There's no more revenue coming in, and they're stuck where they are.
It's so hard today when people retire because of the taxes here. It's really getting tough.
It's usually the tax prices that are forcing people to leave rather than the mortgage prices they're paying, the mortgage rate they're getting. It's the taxes that wipe everybody out.
Well, especially for people that have been in their homes for those 30 years, and then maybe they paid off that mortgage. Boy, maybe they were paying, what, $2,000, $3,000 a year? And obviously there's inflation and there's reasons why taxes go up, but some people are paying $15,000, $20,000, more than that on these properties. And, you know, you break that down into a month-to-month charge. It just, there's nothing they can do anymore.
No.
Yeah. No. You guys have a list and how people can kind of be notified of properties before they hit the general public. And I imagine when we're getting to spring and we're getting into a hot market, boy, you want to know when that property, you want to know before everyone else. That's an advantage to have.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of opportunities. We've got opportunities for investors who want to know about properties that, you know, sellers don't want to go to the market and they just want to, you know, quick close 30 days or whatever. We've got opportunities for those. And then certainly if you're a buyer and you're not finding what you need, we may have opportunities there because we are in so many houses. Like today, I will be in four different properties after I leave here today with people who are interested in selling. The number of people who call us to sell their homes, we know of people who are going on the market before everybody else does. So if you're having a struggle finding a home, we may be able to help you find something that hasn't yet hit the market.
We talk a lot about on this radio station, everyone talks about this exodus from Illinois. Sometimes it's maybe a little bit overly, you know, they talk a little bit in greater numbers than maybe it really is. Are you seeing that? Are you still seeing? Gosh. I mean, yeah, I mean, for real.
50%+ of our sellers leave the state.
Wow.
It's huge. So 50%+ leave the state. I used to say it was 50. I actually believe now it's at 60. We're actually running those numbers now. And then we have an additional 10 to 15% that give us a house to sell that don't buy. So if you look at out of 100 people who sell their homes, if we only have 25 of them that turn around and buy, there's a reason why our pricing hasn't had to go up.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It is an opportunity perhaps for someone looking for a good deal, but at the same time, that must scare new home, or if you've already had a home, you're buying another one, or maybe you're a new home buyer. There's got to be a lot of trepidation, especially since, you know, in Chicago, we're looking at pension problems. I mean, the taxes are already high, and there's no sign of them going down, right?
There's nothing out there to fix the tax problem. And that's why I think if there was something where people could say, you know what, in a year or two, it looks like something's going to be changed, I think people may hang in.
Yeah.
But there's nothing changing on these taxes. And so they're like, yeah, we're gone. We're gone because we can't. I hate when people lose their house, right, because they couldn't afford to be in it. You know, don't get yourself in that position. get yourself in a better position before you end up going through all of your retirement and that kind of stuff in order to save a house. Yeah. So.
312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros hotline. You call it a hotline here? That's what I've been calling.
Call and text. Hotline sounds fun, though, right? Hotline. Like an 800 number?
Yeah, I'm just trying to spice it up here a little bit. The hotline, the Mega Pros. It's sure, hot as I like it gets. 312-981-7200 if you got a question for Amy Kite. Anything about investment opportunities, buying or selling. One piece of advice, if someone's out there right now and they are trying to get ahead on the spring market, what's something that they can do to improve their chances of getting on that market a little bit quicker and getting the most bang for their buck?
That would be it. Let's get paint and flooring done. I always say those are basic expectations, so quickly get those done. And I know Mega Pros has the people who can get out there quickly to help them with that. So paint and carpet, let's get it done, and then let's get it on the market
and
ASAP.
Gary, the credit, I imagine, is important too.
Well, that's always important because it always starts with the credit. Mm. But just like Amy said, you know, people don't see any help in the future as far as taxes goes, and everybody's always going to think it's worse and worse and worse. And I'm sure that's a decision when people sell their houses, if they're going to buy here or they're going to leave the state.
Call and text 312-981-7200. Any questions for Amy, for Gary Novell, credit guru? We got Will Santiago and Jack Patak. I got to say, we're getting a lot of garage pictures. You all need to clean up, but I get it. They're going to be there to help you out. And, of course, Mega Pros, Jeremy, too, here to answer some of your questions. Quick break and then plenty more on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
7674-7500.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, call him right now. Find out where he is. Hopefully somewhere sunny here on this Saturday in Chicago. John Hanson in for David Hochberg on Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got Amy Kite here. We got Gary Novell. We got Will Santiago and Jack Patak from Garage Remodeling Group and Mega Pros Jeremy as well. Before we get to some credit, we got some phone calls, some texts coming in. Be sure to get those in on the Mega Pros call and text line.
Nice.
Hotline. I'm going to petition this to David.
Actually, hotline might be cooler.
The hottest line. You can play like the Drake song underneath, Hotline Bling going.
Boom.
Yeah, I got some ideas. Actually, Sammy, get working on that
marketing,
if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're calling. Glenn, are you calling from Chicago, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's your question here for Amy?
I'm a property owner in Chicago. I own, free and clear, no mortgage, two adjoining buildings.
Hey-o.
I have an empty lot, probably the last empty lot in Chicago, between them. The issue is one building has 25 feet of the lot. The other building has 9 feet of the lot. So I have about 35 feet between the buildings. I want to put it together to create a whole new empty lot and hopefully put a house on it. Since I own both buildings, no mortgage, can I just go down to City Hall and go through the bureaucratic nightmare and do it myself, or should I really get a lawyer to rezone the properties?
Ooh, that would be a good question for a lawyer.
Yeah.
Here's what I will tell you.
312-981-7200.
I'm trying to save some money here.
Yeah, right.
Here's what I would tell you. In my professional opinion on by far the massive majority of these things is hire the professional, because you're just going to bang your head against the wall, and the amount of frustration and everything. And in dealing in the court systems with real estate, what I've found is when a professional walks in there, they don't harass them like they will you.
They either know them, they recognize that they've worked with them in the past, perhaps too.
Right, and they just know what they need to bring.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if we go in, then generally they can go, well, you know, I need this or I need that, and then they put you off, and then you come back and they go, well, now I need this and I need that, and you're like, well, why didn't you tell me last time? So, my personal experience in dealing with this stuff is get a professional to do it.
Great. And can I have one more easy question, please?
Well, that one wasn't easy, go ahead. Yeah.
How much, if I just wanted to put a two-car garage in there for the garage man, what type of money are we talking about? Just a basic two-car garage on the property instead.
If you're talking a basic two-car garage, you're talking generally like a 20 by 20 or 22 by 20, with always going first. And generally, you know, knocking down an old one, putting a new one up, you know, you're also talking a new slab, permits, which you're going to need a permit, especially in the city. You're looking right around on the low end, $20,000. You know, high end, about 25. It's really depending on how much work, and you have to remember, there are certain codes, especially in the city, you can't go higher than 15 feet in the air. It's got to be 3 feet off of one side, 2 feet off the other. They don't care which side. And the other thing I was also going to address, too, on your previous question, is that when you're in the city, you can't combine lots. You'd have to create just one PIN. And I can tell you right now, because I've dealt with this for years, you're going to need a lawyer for this. Mm. So don't do it on your own, because the city is just going to give you a hard time.
Great. Thank you very much for your advice.
Yeah, that's two people saying you need a lawyer. I wish we had one in the room
right now. I
know, right? Yeah, start making some calls.
Wait, do you really wish we had one? Right. I mean, really?
That's true. Maybe across the glass.
Exactly.
There
you go. Within a border.
Yes, exactly. Glenn, thank you for the phone call. 312. Oh, and by the way, Glenn, before you go, stay on the line, because I want to make sure, we'll call Glenn back, make sure he gets it. We want to make sure he gets a complimentary sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. And we'll get Glenn on the line and make sure we get that, too. 312-981-7200. The Mega Pros call and text line. Got another question here from the text line, Amy, for you. Hello, I'm planning on buying a multifamily home and renting it out. My question is, how would that affect my future chances of buying a house for my own? Would it make it harder for me to qualify for my own home later down the road, like 2 or 3 years from now?
No, actually, it's a great opportunity, because they will consider the rents as income once you've become a professional landlord. So, no, that's very smart. I encourage you to do that. Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah, I kind of want to. We have a little extra, chunk of change. I won't say how much, but we're looking at what we can do with that, and we're starting to maybe think about that. To have a little piece where you're going to continually get that rental income, find a good neighborhood where you're going to get that consistent income. We're just kind of we need that extra push off the ledge. So, Amy, I'm asking for it right now.
Yeah, no, I would. Buying rental property is very smart. Rents, especially in the lower price range, it's actually cheaper to own than rent, but there are a lot of people today who rent. Rental market's strong in Chicagoland. So I would absolutely encourage you to find rental property.
What qualifies you as a professional landlord? I'm just curious.
And this is where David would step in. I believe it's once you've rented it for a year.
Got it. Okay.
So once they've owned it and rented out, if they're buying a 4-flat, 3 of those, then they're considered a professional landlord, and they'll count that as income.
Nice. Okay. All right. Another question from the 847. We own a condo in Libertyville and want to relocate to Central Illinois in early November. So about 10 months from now. When would be a good time to put it on the market or contact your guests about taking it off our hands? Do you buy condos?
Yes, we buy anything that can be lived in, not mobile homes, really.
One of their souped up garages that they're going to do. Yeah, exactly.
And I would encourage you to, call now, because it may be a situation where now's a great time for you to get the highest price because of lack of inventory. So they should call our office at 847-877-9881.
Let's pretend they're scrambling for a pen and paper and do it one more time for them.
847-877-9881, or they can find us at amywillsellyourhome.com.
And what do you do with another text from the 847? What do you do? Your taxes have doubled and you own a home, and now people don't want to buy it because of the taxes. I bet this is a common story you're hearing.
So this is something that we do see, where your taxes are out of whack based on the sales price of the house. So it's one of the things that we look at when we come in your home, is where's sales price and where are taxes. Sometimes you may have to dispute them if they're disputable. Some people have never disputed their taxes and they need to.
I got to say, our condo association did a dispute. I'm glad we had kind of the strength in numbers. We pay those HOAs. They paid the lawyer. It must have been, they were looking at a 33% increase in Lakeview, because we were at the end of that 3-year run in Chicago where they do the reassessment. They got it down to about an 11% increase, which was still a hit. But we were looking at triple the amount of taxes. Hire that professional that knows how to navigate those waters, or dispute it yourself. Well, whatever you got to do.
And that's another one where I'd say hire the professional.
Yeah. We disputed it twice. They were even like, 11% is too much. And then we lost that one. We gave it our best shot, you got to say. 312-981-7200, the Mega Pros call and text line. Gary, let's pivot over to you a little bit. Talk a little about credit, and we'll continue it after the commercial break. But you're talking about... I can't even wrap my head around this. Where they think you're dead, literally, or just credit-wise you're dead?
No, the information on your credit report specifically says borrower is deceased.
And you're not?
And you're not.
How does that happen?
Well, that normally happens when you're attached to an account that's either an authorized user or a joint cardholder, and that person passes away.
Okay.
And then when the creditor reports that to the credit bureau for the primary person, they also put it on the other person's credit report as well. And what that does...
Sound right, by the way.
That locks up your score.
Okay.
So you can't get a score. You can see the credit. On the example that I'm going to give, the person had one score of over 750. had no scores from the other two bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
Lenders want to see two scores before they can do a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, David and I have seen this many times over the years. Oh, yeah.
It's a common thing.
It's very common. I mean, it's more common than you would believe it is.
Okay.
And people, like, they freak out. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And as an example that I'm going to give, and we come back from commercial as a tease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at the professional doing the teases for me.
2 days. 2 days.
Okay.
2 days from the time that I got involved till the time the lender repulled the report and the purchase went through.
In case anyone's running another car right now, what's their number in case they want to reach you?
630-624-9557. Don't run away. It's an important thing you want to listen to.
And you were just throwing the finger up. I thought you had something to say there, Jack. No, he's just thumbs up to that. All right, more after this here on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yes, it is, Duffy. John Hanson here in for David Hochberg. We got a whole panel. Takes me a whole 5 or 6 seconds to even turn on all the microphones for everybody here, but I have done it successfully, at least we hope so. All right, we got Amy Kite in studio asking and answering questions about investments. We got credit guru Gary Novell is going to tell you how to come back from the dead in a second. Will Santiago, Jack Patak from Garage Remodeling Group, and boy, we're getting a lot of texts of some ugly garages. Steven Ingleside, we're going to walk through yours in a little bit. Man, yours doesn't look so bad, but the 269, you got to clean up your garage. We're getting some other ones, too. I see a pool raft here in this one and about 700 boxes along the wall. Anyways, Bon, we're going to fix your garage up, too, in just a little bit. Of course, Mega Pros. Jeremy, we're having fun here today.
Yeah, we are.
Feeling
absolutely
good?
Yeah,
it's a fun
great.
Show.
It is. Yeah, it's
a full panel.
Like
it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Let's continue talking about coming back from the dead. So maybe you're on a credit card, one authorized user passes away, it affects your score or locks your score up. You see, I've never even heard of this, the fact that you and David have seen this many, many times. So what do you do? What happens? It's not you call 311 and you try and say, hey, I'm alive. What do you do?
Well, it's funny because, Amy, you can relate to this because I was brought into this by a realtor that I know that called me, and it was her client that found the house that they wanted to buy. And then when they went to the lender, they pulled a report, and then they found the problem with the person being deceased. And, they called me up, and it's funny. The realtor is explaining the situation, and I can hear the borrower in the background yelling, I'm here, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm alive. And it was actually one of those laugh-out-loud moments for me. So what I did is I had them send over the credit report to me, and I did some investigating. And sure enough, one of the accounts that the person was on as a primary person with the authorized user had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So when they notified the credit card company that the authorized user passed away, instead of just putting that message on that one person's report, they also put it on the primary's person report, and it only came from two bureaus.
Okay.
The account was coming from all three bureaus, but it was only showing up on two, which locked up the scoring program. Because like I say, you could see the credit. Everybody knew they had good credit, but they still wanted, the lenders need at least two credit scores to do the loan. And the borrower was just kind of freaking out, didn't know what to do, didn't want to lose the house. All her scores were over 750. So very simple.
Before we get to the fix, do you think there's a lot of people out there right now that are listening to this, maybe they've lost a loved one that they shared credit with in some way, shape, or form, that are having this problem but don't even know that it's going to be an issue?
They may not know it because nobody's actually pulled the report.
There hasn't been a need for it.
Because you know what? Everybody's got monitoring services now.
Yeah.
The monitoring services just provide you with credit. Okay, it doesn't give you the score, so you can review your credit and everything looks fine. Mm. Then when the lender pulls the report, the program doesn't calculate it because that message locks it up.
Mm-hmm.
But as crazy as a situation it sounds like, for me getting involved, like I said, it took me 2 days to rectify the problem. Mm. I gave the person the direct phone number for the two credit bureaus causing the problem. I gave him a spiel as to what to say, what to say. Within 24 hours, the credit bureaus came back to her, confirmed that, okay, you're alive, because they asked her a series of security questions to prove you are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty funny because, like you said, in the pre-social media days, I remember problems like this where they would, the credit bureau would make the person hold up their personal ID and a picture of today's newspaper.
Oh, to prove it.
To prove that you are still around, okay? But now everybody...
Like a hostage.
Yeah.
But things have evolved so much now, and it's such a common thing that happens, I guess, with the credit bureau.
Yeah.
That they've gone away from that. Now they just ask security questions where only you would be able to answer it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she answered the security questions just fine. Sat on her hands for a day, went back to the lender. They pulled a report. Scores came up all over 750. Purchase went through. Everybody's living a happy life in the new house they bought.
See, you put me at ease because it does sound like such a red tape sort of problem to go through. And that's why I imagine we talk about calling professionals. I wouldn't know where to start with that. Mm-hmm. Start with you because you're going to help us out.
That's the big problem, and that's what I've been saying for the 18 years I've been doing the show with David. And the same thing he says, it's the education that we give people that help them deal with these situations. Because if you're not familiar with anything, it's going to be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I were to sell my house, I wouldn't know where to start.
Right.
I call Amy.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a problem with this microphone,
yeah,
I had no idea what to do. I'm going to just start panicking and raise my hands and screaming for somebody.
Yeah, and I don't know how to help you either.
You know,
luckily Bob's here. Bob! Yeah.
And then if the person tries to handle the problem themselves, well, you know, you get frustrated.
Yes.
You know, calling the credit bureaus, you're never going to get through to somebody unless you have a direct number or a report number, because that's the way the credit bureaus want it.
Or know the language to use when you finally get a human on the phone.
Yeah.
To get them to understand what the problem is and what the solution
is. Right, that the problem is communicating what the problem is. Because just because people work at the credit bureaus doesn't mean they really know what they're doing until you explain the situation to them.
Right, and also if it's some other user that you're on a thing that's deceased, likely it's a loved one, a spouse, it must be a traumatic to even have to go through that. It must be nice to have someone to hold your hand to go through it.
Well, you know, a lot of times people either get added on as an authorized user or they'll add somebody on as an authorized user. You know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you forget all about it. As long as there's no problem, you just forget about it, and then this happens and people go, oh, my God,
what am I
supposed to do?
Yeah, I thought it would just be a spouse and you'd know to. But you're right. There's other, you know, you get added on for different reasons, whatever the case may be, different relationships, business relationships, whatever that might be. We got a couple questions here. One's for Amy, one's for Gary. Let's start with Gary since we're chatting with you now. I have a debt in collections. I'm going to pay it off in full. I heard there's something I can ask for so it doesn't go on my credit. Have you heard of anything what this person might be referring to?
Well, when an account goes into a collection agency, first thing the collection agency does is send you a letter, what they call a Dunning letter. And it says, hi, we're ABC Collections. We're collecting for, say, Capital One. You have 30 days to either pay the account or dispute it.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay it or dispute it in that 30 days, it will not show up on your credit report. If you ignore the letter, it will show up on your credit report. Some collection agencies have offers where what they do is they'll offer a pay to delete option, which I think is the smartest thing for a collection agency to do.
Mm-hmm.
If I owned a collection agency, I would name it pay to delete.
Okay.
And I'd have people lining up all around my building.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to steal that idea from you the moment we go off the air.
Some of them will. Some of them will work with you. They'll offer you that. Some of them say, no, it's against our policy to do stuff like that once we report it. But that's their standard line because, you know, they report it to the credit bureaus. They can do what they want. But, you know, you pay these things. You come to me. I mean, I get these things off credit reports all the time.
Yeah. 312-981-7200, the Mega Pros call and text line. Get your questions on in for any of our guests here on the panel today. I'm learning. I'm writing down so many things right now. I'm going to go buy a rental property. I'm going to go fix any credit issues
I
have.
You can't buy the rental property until you get your credit.
There you go.
All right. Because it all starts with credit.
All right, fine, Gary. All right. Don't worry. We'll get your plug-in. Amy, the question for you was, can you recommend a realtor for a house in Sheffield, Illinois, which I had never heard of Sheffield. 926 people. It's on your way out to the Mississippi River. West. Yeah, thank you. Jack is pointing that direction. I don't know if that's actually west. That's west there, Gary, but yes.
Wait, I'm Gary
that's
over
east.
Here.
Oh, no, Gary. Sorry, Jack. Yeah. Well, I'm
the lake's
there.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. We can. I'd have to take a look and see exactly what it is, because I don't know. And we can see if we know somebody out there that we absolutely trust.
And they can reach you at?
847-877-9881.
And Gary,
why would they want to leave Sheffield? That's the question. Beautiful over there.
Is it? I
have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. It's got a great village hall. Looks like a nice little bell tower up top. You're nodding. You've been out to Sheffield, Jack?
Yes, I have.
Shout out to all of our Sheffield listeners out there.
All six of them.
Yeah. Hey, now, come on. At least seven or eight.
They're having a watch party for the show.
All right, Gary, one more time the information for you if you want to revive your credit from the dead.
630-624-9557. There's a lot more issues you can have with your credit than just having low credit scores. And for any problem you have, don't try and do it yourself. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. 630-624-9557.
I imagine some people that may have seen a ding in their credit because they were maxing out cards over the holiday spending. Hopefully they should start to see that go up a little bit as they start to pay off these bills, right?
Right. This is the time of the year when you get those first statements after the holidays and you're in shock because you know, using your credit cards around the holidays can add up pretty fast. And we've talked about this the past couple of weeks where, you know, it happens every year. You know, it's called debt utilization. And that debt utilization is the percentage of the credit that you're using that you have available to use. So when you jack up those credit cards or people go on vacations and they jack up those cards, well, they're going to see a little bit of hit on their credit scores. Yeah. It just goes with the territory. But then as you pay those down, you gradually get those points back. It's not a long-term hit.
I got a dumb question for you. Well,
no such thing as a dumb question.
Maybe. So when I did a refi, I was noticing on a credit report that I had something I didn't quite recognize, a credit card that I didn't remember. I think I had been added as a user on my dad's credit card like 2 decades ago, whatever the case may be. It was all fine. But I was like, well, I really want to make sure I get down to the bottom of this. So I went to all 3 credit bureaus and pulled my report at the same time. Should I space those out every 4 months? Because you can only use them once a year, right?
Well, you can. If you're just looking at your credit, you just want to do it every 4 months. Because we always say, you know, pull it in 1 month, then 4 months later, pull the second bureau.
Okay.
3rd month later, pull the third bureau. But you were looking for a specific problem.
Yeah, I was just, okay. I wanted to attack it from all angles.
So the problem was, you didn't call me.
Right. Yes. All right.
Now you know, right?
That wouldn't even be an issue right now.
Uh-huh. All right. There you go. The garage guys here are licking to their chops at some of these pictures. They can't wait to get involved.
Did my wife text her picture in yet? Because that's scary.
Will Santiago and Jack Patak from Garage Remodeling Group. After the break and after the news, we're going to be fixing your problems with your garage. Not only fixing your problems, cleaning it up, but creating a whole new space in your garage. Some of you might just think of it as a place to hold your car for a little bit, if you can even fit your car in there. But let's talk about ways to really elevate that experience. Coming up on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
Happy Saturday, everyone. Yeah, you heard Roger Badish mention we're all looking out the window at some blue sky, something we haven't seen here in about a week and a half. It's making us all feel real good. 1109, 18 floors up here on Wacker Drive. Home Sweet Home Chicago. John Hansen in for David Hochberg here today. We got an esteemed panel here. Let me make the round one more time before we talk about garages. Amy Kite giving us all our investment opportunities, real estate, all sorts of questions. Amy, they told me I talked too fast on the text line. Yeah. Let's slow down and give them that phone number one more time. We've had a few people asking.
Sure. 847-877-9881. Again, 847-877-9881.
We have a lot of questions coming in for Amy. We're going to do some other stuff first, take care of some other business towards the end of the show, so keep on listening. If you had a question for Amy, we haven't gotten it to it yet. We're going to get to it a little bit later on the show. Gary Novell, credit guru, offering some sound advice, namely for me to call him before I do anything ever again. Gary, where can people reach you?
630-624-9557. And like we all like to say on the show, we can't help if you don't call us. 630-624-9557.
Mega pros, Jeremy, I'm learning a lot about you. You got an army of kids on the way.
Literally. Yeah.
And did you put them to work early on and get them going?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, they have to. Somebody's got to pay the bills,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. I was mentioning problems with my washer dryer. Maybe their little hands can get in and
always
help me out.
Little
there.
Hands. Yeah. Could you get this for daddy?
Yeah.
You could fit in this space, right?
Exactly. I sang the number last time. I'm not going to do it this time. Mega Pros, they can reach you at. Here it comes.
Crickets.
Ashley Bahoon's
going to buy. We do have people answering phones.
Yeah, exactly.
847-658-8989.
And as David Hochberg likes to say, live radio. There we go, people. All right, but our next guest that we're going to chat with a little bit more, Will Santiago and Jack Patak from Garage Remodeling Group. Guys, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, great to be here.
Will, tell us a little bit about your business. You listed off a bunch of locations. Did you start as one spot and expand? What's the story behind what you guys do?
So Willie Santiago, nice to meet you guys. And
great to be on WGN. I know we're excited to be here, along with the entire crew, if you will, of the professional remodelers. But yeah, we started in Glenview, a small company called North Shore Garage Doors. And it just took off from there. We not only just served the North Shore, but those clients were referring us to their family and friends in the west suburbs and northwest suburbs and so forth. But when we went to Oak Park or Wheaton, they were saying, you know, we're going with you because we hear good things about you guys, your garage door service. But we usually wouldn't go with someone located all the way in Glenview.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, why not? It's just, you know, the name North Shore sounds North Shore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever that means.
Hey, I'm from Downers Grove. I know exactly what they're saying.
All right. So light bulb
came up. Love to North Shore. No problems there.
And so we're not going to alienate what we started.
Yeah.
So we opened up a sister company called West Suburban Garage Stores in Oak Park. And that took off. And I'm like, oh, okay. There's something here. So the third company is in Schaumburg called Woodfield Garage Stores. But then we're starting to get into garage cabinets, garage remodeling. I'm like, well, you know, we're still going to keep the local, the small places in Glenview, Schaumburg, and Oak Park, and Naperville, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's where the garage remodeling group as a whole came into
play. So it started as doors, and then by conversations you had with customers, you realized you had something else entirely on your hands that you wanted to take, you know, not take advantage of, but also help people out.
That's right. They don't have to go anywhere else. They're already trusted with their doors. They ask us, hey, do you know someone who does cabinets? Do you know someone who does floors? We don't want to knock down the old garage. We want to remodel the garage.
Mm-hmm. Like,
let's get into this. And that's how it started. So you listen to your customers' needs, fulfill the orders correctly, and anything that they need with a one-stop shop for garage. We don't build garages.
Right.
But anything with the garage will make it better.
And, Jack, how does it work? They call you, you come on out, you take a look, have a conversation. It's very an individual process with whatever they need.
Yes. I would rather myself come out. I schedule appointments. Of course, everything's free estimates. But I come out there, I look at it, and I kind of can design it for them. Because my mom, who did this for a long time, and I always say I learned from the best, because her and I worked together at the same company for over 8 years. And after she retired, I still kept doing this because all my other family members, they're in banking. Well, I was the only one to follow her in home improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And as she always said to me, you're not racing the train here on Grand Avenue. Slow it down. Think about it. Take your time. And she's right, because when I see what the garage is, like some of these pictures I've already seen, I know exactly what I can do to it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I'm up at the property and I'm looking, it's like, okay, you need siding, roofing, soffit fascia, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lot less cost effective to just redo the garage than knocking it down and building a brand new one.
Yeah.
You know, because garages are already good sizes anyway. Because you got to remember, some of these garages, especially in the city, are big.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, the city now, nothing is grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
You knock that thing down, you're starting from what they tell you by code.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just remodel it, you can keep it the same size.
I mentioned with garages. So for me, it's like going to the doctor. A lot of people put it off. They put it off. They don't want to do it. They're afraid. They're afraid they're going to be judged at what is on the inside. So, and they're like, you know what? We can get away with this long enough. We're not showing our, you know, our guests that come
in. Our dirty laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you feel like that's it with garages, that people are like, God, it's gotten so bad that I'm even afraid to have someone come look at it?
Yes.
Mm. But you've seen it all.
I've seen everything.
Judgment-free zone.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All those, a lot of suburban customers, they actually don't even use the front door anymore.
Yeah.
Amy knows this. They'll use the garage door to park there, to stock up their groceries there and whatnot. And, yeah, when family and guests come over, oh, we got to clean this up a little bit.
Yeah.
And at that time, yeah, like you're saying, putting away laundry and whatnot.
Yeah.
But going for garage doors in the suburbs, I mean, as Amy can say this, the number one curbside appeal that you can make an instant change is the garage door.
Oh, I bet. Because that's going to be what goes, I mean, again, like we're saying, that's what's going to go first if you're going to let it, you know, linger on, whether the garage doors are out of style or they haven't been painted in a while. They're not working quite right. I imagine that's one of the first things, Amy, you say that someone goes, oh, this is going to need an immediate fix.
Rotted at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for FHA financing, they have to be in good shape.
Yeah.
They cannot have flaking paint. So it is a big deal.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, but then we've got these photos. We want more. 312-981-7200. This is your Mega Pros call and text line. You can call with a question. We love taking a look at these pictures. And again, everyone, we're all in green. This is judgment-free zone, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
So I'm going to put up a picture. No one's going to snicker.
Nope.
No one's going to laugh.
Snicker, probably.
But we're doing it from a point
of... We will not judge you.
But we're getting it from a point is we've all been there.
Absolutely.
We've all had that garage or been in that garage that's too much, and the guys from Garage Remodeling Group are going to fix it. In case someone's heading out the car, where can they reach at?
847-998-5555. 847-998-5555. Or find us at fixmygarage.com.
More with Will and Jack and the rest of the crew here on Home Chicago after this on WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sure is. John Hanson in for David Hochberg on this now sunny Saturday morning in Chicago. We're here till noon to talk about all things real estate, credit. We got Mega Pros Jeremy here to answer a lot of your questions, too, about remodeling. We'll get to the Mega Pros question of the week in just a little bit. And we got the folks from Garage Remodeling Group, Will Santiago. Do you prefer Willie? You said Willie. I have Will here.
Willie is fine.
All right.
Yes.
Fine or good? Fine. You tell me.
Will sounds professional, so yeah. I like that. You know, people don't know, but Willie is fine.
Yeah, okay.
I first met Willie about, and I call him Willie because that's how I was introduced to him, and that's going back 16 years ago.
Okay, so we're going Willie.
It's Willie.
All right. All right, so willy-nilly here. Let's move on to the next, what we're doing. Okay, so
made in Puerto Rico, but born in Chicago.
Okay.
Long story. During the break, sure.
Okay, yes, exactly. We'll share that one a little later. We've had a lot of people texting in, and we want you to do the same thing, or give us a call, 312-981-7200. That's your Mega Pros call and text line. We got a lot of pictures of garages, a challenge to y'all out there. If you got a garage that you're not too happy about, you're embarrassed about how it looks, how it feels, or maybe you're even considering, boy, I just got to knock this thing down. Wait a second, put down the hammer. Park the forklift or whatever you would do to knock that thing on down, the backhoe, and give us a call. Talk through us, too, with the experts here because they'll do it. And that's where I want to start. And you guys all said this is a good place to start. I'm going to describe a photo that has already been sent in. This is radio, after all. I'm going to pass it over to you guys, and you're going to let me know what to do because I'm looking at a house. This is from the 312. So I'm going to guess maybe this is in the city or somewhere, and it's not an attached garage. Boy, it looks like it's the paint on the bottom layer of the garage door. It's a single garage door. You can hear the technical terms coming right now. The paint is peeling off the bottom of it in real bad shape. The siding looks a little wonky. It's, of course, icy, a little snow-covered. There's roots. I don't know if maybe ivy's growing over this thing. Maybe we'd have a better idea what exactly the flora was, if the sun was out or the fauna, whichever one. Anyways, it doesn't look good. My amateur eyes would look at this, and I'm sure theirs are too, and say, you know what, if we're going to sell this house, if we're going to improve this house, I want to knock this sucker down and build a new one. Passing it over to the expert, what do you guys think about this one?
Okay, so generally, just like as you described it, I can definitely redo this garage without having to knock it down and redoing it and save you over half in cost of a brand new garage.
And the permits that you were talking about, too.
Correct.
That's right, and first of all, it's structurally sound. It's not leaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not the roof is fine.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, it's structurally sounds. You don't want to put siding on a bad garage.
Right.
So structurally, you can put siding on this garage.
Yes.
Okay.
So all it really needs is, from what I'm noticing, it needs new soffit and fascia. And even if as the paint is peeling, peeling paint doesn't mean rotted wood. If my finger's not going through it, you're fine. I can even wrap it with aluminum or vinyl. Either one, I can put up new siding as well, and I do all different types, whether if people want aluminum, vinyl, even like wood or hardy board is now the new thing. Yeah, I have that.
So this garage is salvageable, so don't replace, reface.
312, do not knock it down. You're not along here, Mega
Pro,
Jeremy.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. I like
it. It just needs a new door.
All right, easy peasy.
Yes.
Okay, I got the next one. Steve in Ingleside. I got to say, Steve, you're not doing too bad. First of all, you can fit two cars in your garage. We've got an interior shot, and one's a big truck, so he's doing okay. I see some deer antlers on top of a cabinet. I'm looking at three bikes hanging from the ceiling, about two or three ladders. This guy, Steve, you do your own work somewhere around the house. You seem like a handy guy. A lot of garbage cans. Oh, he's got a Cubs World Series champion flag. All right. Although we're a White Sox station as well, too. Maybe 2020. Got some cabinets, buckets, little peeling, it looks like, on the ceiling. It's got that light bulb look, so it doesn't look very finished. It's a garage. It's serviceable, not too messy, but could be probably a little bit more manageable in terms of what you do and how you organize it, right? What are you looking at, guys?
Very easy to do, because if I'm out here, it's generally just redoing some of the rafters and the cross height. So now he can put more of his storage up above. And if anything, I can also even do like a pull down or even an actual staircase.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
If that's what somebody wants, just so they have access to get up and down without, you know, really going through, I don't know what to do here. It's like, no, this is actually pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, not that much in cost either.
Right. Is it about being creative with utilizing the space you got? Because I imagine people just can't see that vision in their garage.
Correct. That's why if I come out, I draw it out for them exactly how it's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing I pride myself in, again, I got this from my own mother, is I don't want to get that, you didn't tell me that phone call once the work is done.
Okay.
So now they know exactly what to expect, and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, because they've gotten prices for knocking it down, building a whole new garage. And especially in the suburbs, the permit costs alone will kill you in some of these towns.
Where should Stephen Ingleside go for this information to make sure he calls you guys?
Yeah, Stephen, anyone else looking for garage remodeling, give us a call, 847-998-5555. That's 847-998-5555. We got a great name for a website. It's fixmygarage.com. Need a new door? Fixmygarage.com. Garage cabinets? fixmygarage.com.
Since this is a radio program, we're going to get a caller on the line to stop me describing photos, but we'll get to a couple more. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're calling. What's going on, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, good topic on the garage. I got a situation. My two-car garage, the floor in the garage, it's got like three big cracks in it, and it kind of sinks in the middle.
Uh-oh.
So when the snow and everything melts off the cars, the water pools up in the middle, and I got to squeegee it out. My question is, do I have to have my whole garage floor busted up and replaced, or could I have that foam shot in there and rise that up? And, you know, what kind of cost would I be looking at, you know, versus the two?
All right, you definitely don't want to use that expandable foam, because that's just a short-term cure. So unless you're putting your house on the market tomorrow, you could maybe get away with it, but it's not going to look very good. But as far as like having to bust up the whole thing, generally you don't have to bust up the entire concrete slab. You can pretty much go over the existing and still salvage what you have there. I know exactly what you're talking about. And my crews, and they're great as far as pouring concrete, can do all this. They can fix it without having to rip it all out and then redoing it. They can actually go over the surface area. Because the one thing, as we were talking about off air, it's one thing you got to keep in mind, folks, about concrete. Regardless, it's brand new, if you're redoing it, whatever the case may be, concrete will crack. You can pour it within the first year, it can crack, but there's different types of cracks.
Mm-hmm.
There's, can you slide a quarter through it, or, you know, is it going to crack where you can, like what you're describing, where you can almost fall through the middle?
Yeah.
And it's just more of age and everything else. But again, it's nothing that we can't fix.
If Mega Pros Jeremy's kids can jump down one of the cracks, that's probably an issue, right? Yeah.
It depends on if I like that kid or not.
Hey, Mike, did that answer your question?
What is up? Yeah, that's a great answer. Well, a couple grand, $1,000, I'm not going to hold you to it. Just trying to get an idea, because if, yeah, you know,
it goes by the square footage of concrete is how the cost breaks out. But if you're talking a two-car garage and I'm pretty much just going over that flooring, let's just say it's a 20 by 20 garage, you're probably looking, I would say, right around $4,000 to $5,000 to do that. And that's pretty much going over the entire surface area. If it's just in spots, again, it's going to go off the square footage. It'll keep your costs down.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Oh, and by the way, Mike, hold on. Oh, I can't keep on forgetting to do this.
The floor stuff?
Yeah, the floor stuff. Hold on. David gave me a lot of papers here. Hold on.
You got a lot of work.
Yes, a complimentary sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. Give us a call on back. We're going to give you a free sample of that stuff. One more photo before we got to take another break. And I'm going to choose the messy one. And Bon, the texter who texted this photo in, no judgment. We've all been here. Ooh. We got inflatable rafts. This is a two-car garage, only fits one car, and barely. Thank God it's a compact. We got chairs upside down. We got boxes all over the place. We got shovels all over the place. We got bags all over the place.
Wow. Yeah.
We've all been there. Go ahead.
This homeowner has no basement.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. You
right.
Yeah.
So let's think about it like that.
That's
why,
true.
Right. Hey. So they may not have a basement, so they may have to use their garage.
Yeah, for sure. Judgment free.
Yep.
Right. What are you guys looking at? This is a storage issue, maybe throwing some stuff out of the way, but being able to put it in a good way, creatively.
It's, and again, what we can also specialize in too is with racks and cross ties up above, because he really has nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so what he needs is just for more storage to go up above. You know, nobody wants to keep this on their main floor, but they do it just so they have access to it. That's why if you just do the racks instead of go old school and put the ladder up there and. You know, accidents can happen. No, you could just do like a pull-down staircase, or, again, if you have enough room, an actual staircase.
Yeah, and truthfully, I mean, Bond, just get rid of some of the stuff.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's, there you go. You know, estate
which
sales.
Is hard to do.
Yeah.
For the,
there's a sponsor on the show, Junk Remedy.
Junk Remedy.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
On last week, I think. Yeah. Nick DiGiulio, right?
Yeah. And he'll help you instantly.
Yeah.
He's real good at
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just need someone to go, though. No. You need a nonpartisan person to walk
we'll call
in
it
like,
declutter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll help them out. So get rid of this.
Give the website out one more time before we break.
You got it. Fixmygarage.com. Fixmygarage.com.
Jerry, hold on to the line, too. We're also going to do the Mega Pros question of the week. All that coming up here on Home, Sweet Home, Chicago. John Hanson in for David Hochberg.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's right, Duff. It is. We're in the fourth quarter. I have very little sweat going, so I'm not doing David Hochberg justice. I need to get a little more animated. stand up. I'm going to stand up here for this last half hour here. We're here with you noon and for all your remodeling, real estate, credit questions. And we got some other ones coming in on the text line about credit. And we're going to get to Gary Novell in just a little bit about those questions. Some more real estate questions coming in, too. Amy Kite's going to give us some of that. Don't worry, we're going to get to him, but while we're on the garage thing, we got a lot of calls coming in. And by the way, we had a text about asking about a guest last week. How can I get a hold with Ray Kaplan talking about college loans? By the way, WGNDavid.com. We know it works on phones to redirect you to the WGN Radio website where you can download all the podcasts and also click on information for the sponsors. If you're having a tough time working on the computer, it's new, these bugs are getting worked out. I couldn't get it to work on my desktop. Go to WGNRadio.com. You can search for David Hochberg. Use Google, whatever you need to. It's not too hard to find his page where you have a link to all the sponsors, all the information, all the helpful people here on these panels to make sure you get that information in case you need it and you want to give them a call. Or you can always text us in, and we'll make sure to get that information, even if it was Nick DiGiulio, someone else that called in a couple weeks ago, whatever the case may be, or joined the panel then. We will get you hooked up and make sure that you are all good. Home Sweet Home Chicago, the Mega Pros, call and text line 312-981-7200. All right, Willie Santiago and Jack Patak from Garage Remodeling Group. Got a couple other questions. Let's go to Mike in Glenview. Mike, what do you got for these guys? Mike, you there?
Hi, how are you? Sorry.
No, you're good.
We have, I guess, an enviable problem. We have a townhouse, and attached to the townhouse is a garage. We moved from a 2.5-car garage to this 2-car garage, and we're just so used to storing tools and other sorts of outdoor things in the garage, and now we don't have any space. So is there some sort of shelving that you guys could do, above where you could reach but not necessarily block trying to get out of the car? And the other thing is there such a thing as a pulley system that's very easy to operate, but you could put a bicycle on that and then raise it up, and then when you wind your bike, you could pull your car out and pull the pulley system and easily take it on and off?
Yeah, there's nothing more annoying than reaching on the handlebars and the back wheel, trying to lift it over those hooks and get it on down. These guys are passionate about garage stuff. Jack is so excited to answer this question.
Yes, I am. And yes, I can definitely do that. Generally, what we specialize in, other than cabinets, but for what you're talking about, we also do overhead racks as well, too. So even with that, I can always, we can have like a pulley system done where you can put your bicycles and other smaller kids toys or even adult toys if you want to. As far as bikes and everything else, there you go.
What kind of party's happening in the garage? Yeah.
But there's a lot you can do, because a lot of times when I go and I look at garages, even like these pictures I'm looking at right now, one thing I'm looking at is lack of storage space inside of the garages. So as far as shelving, racks, that's what they're missing. That's what these people need. It's not just, like one's got the ladder here where they just got the nails and they're just hanging the ladder on the side. Hmm. It's like, while that works, again, it's only giving you so much with
other
things.
And does it work? How long is that going to work for?
Correct.
That's the other thing. Mike, did that answer your question?
Yeah, I just need the contact information, and I'm good to go.
I was just going to say the contact information. What do you guys got for me?
847-998-5555. 847-998-5555.
And you also have it at fixmygarage.com. And, Mike, keep in mind, too, even on that site, if you go to it, you can even ask myself and others on their questions as well. And, again, if I see a picture or if I even come up to the home, I know exactly what to do.
Yeah. And, Mike, before you go, I got about five people on the panel reminding me to do what I forgot to do the last few times. The pros here helping me out. Do you want a complimentary sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner?
Sure.
Hey, absolutely. Well, stay on the line, Mike from Glenview. Ashley and Sam are going to help you out with that. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. 312-91-7200. If you got a question on our Mega Pros call and text line. Amy, I wanted to rope you in here in terms of, you know, redoing a garage and the value that that provides. If you are going to sell a house, even if not for 5 or 10 years, that's got to make a big difference to potential buyers as they're going through the house.
It can, absolutely, especially to the men. Uh-huh. I will tell you that generally, in general, women are looking for a roof over their car.
Uh-huh.
Right? But it's the men who always can't wait to show me their garage. They're like, oh, but you have to see it. And I'm like, it's okay. And they're like, I remember this one guy. He's like, no, you have to see my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
is that code?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
He was so excited.
Well, and I imagine, especially if you got a lot of options, let's say there's a lot of houses you're choosing from, it's those intangibles. It's probably those little things that you might fall in love with that go, okay, yeah, this is what's going to put me over the edge.
Absolutely. It can be the one thing that somebody says, you know what, between those two houses, honey, and I know you love both of them, but me as the husband, I love that one because of the garage.
All right, very good. And Gary, if someone needs a little extra cash, of course, they're looking to buck up that credit score. A couple tips here for people as we go through February now, first day and into March, into that spring season. Is there a couple things that people can do in the immediate future to help their credit out, to be able to get the funding they might need with one of these projects?
Paying down credit cards and don't go out applying for a lot of credit. Those are the two best ways. Reduce the amount of inquiries on your credit report. Reduce the balance on your credit cards to reduce your debt utilization. The higher that debt utilization is, the more points you lose. The lower it is, the more points you get back. And those are really the two best ways to recover points on your score that aren't really considered derogatory as far as your credit score goes. And one of the more common questions I always get is I have to go out and apply for a loan to redo my garage.
Yes.
How many points are a couple of inquiries going to take on my credit score?
Right, right.
Okay, that's a very common question. And inquiries only affect your score for 90 days. How many points it affects your score depends how many inquiries are in a 90-day period. So if you're out shopping around like a wild man and, you know, you have to go around to different lenders and you have 7 or 8 inquiries on your report, well, you may lose a point in inquiry. But once those inquiries get from 89 to 91 days old, you get those points back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a short-term hit as far as inquiries go, as far as your credit score.
I imagine that if you're planning on doing the garage with these guys, whatever the case may be, calling you first and just planning this out a couple months in advance so you're in the best position when that time comes is key.
That's key to everything.
Yeah.
Always look at your credit before you do anything because you don't want to have any last-minute credit issues. Hey, Will, do you guys do financing through your company?
We work with a couple of resources.
So you have people you refer
to? Green Sky is one of them, yeah. So we provide 90 days, same as cash, 6 months, same as cash.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, good question, thank you.
And you had something to say,
Jim? Yeah. Gary, I've heard you say before you might actually be able to call your current credit person and increase your credit limit. Isn't that another way that helps? Or?
Well, if you don't have money to pay down your credit cards,
yeah.
Okay, and you're close to being
it's
maxed
tight.
Out,
yeah.
you're high utilization,
yep.
Okay? But if you have good credit, if you have good overall credit, your scores are good, high 600s, 700s, you could call your creditor up and request a credit limit increase. And what that does is, say like you've got a limit of $10,000, you got a balance of $8,000.
Yeah.
So your debt utilization is 80%. They raise your limit to, say, $15,000. Well, now you're just a little over 55%, and, you know, you're using less of that credit, so you're getting some points back on your score.
Nice.
That's a good way to get points added, and it doesn't really cost
without
a penny.
Having cash.
Doesn't cost a penny.
Sure.
But I mean, if you've got bad credit, then you've got low credit scores,
yep.
You know, they're usually going to deny you, or they may only raise your limit $100, $200, really won't make a difference for you.
Sure.
By the way, our texters on the Mega Pros text line, they're like coming up with questions that are great for the entire panel. We're going to get to a few of those in a bit, but let's go out to the call line. Jerry in Oak Park. Another garage question. Jerry, what's going on?
Yes, I have a problem with my garage door, but before that, They mentioned West Suburban Garage Doors in Oak Park. Is there an address?
Yes, 41 South Boulevard, just west of Austin, just the other side of Lake. As you know, we're on South Boulevard.
Yeah, I know where 41 South Boulevard is.
Come on by. Someone is there right now till 2 o'clock?
Jerry doesn't need no phone or GPS. He knows the grid. He knows where to go. Jerry, what's your question then?
Okay, I have a house in Oak Park with a driveway, and at the end of it is a two-car garage with stucco, and across the front is a wooden one-piece garage door. It's not electric. I'm an old guy, but I can lift it, and I just lift it and close it. But what's happened is I fear the right side of the garage might have shifted by an inch, and the rollers, when I pull it up and down, are coming out of the track. One of the rollers will come out. I'll pop it back in. Then another roller will come out. I'll pop it back in. And I don't know what to do.
Well, you definitely need a new garage door, that's for sure. Mm. And if anything, depending on the siding, if you don't care for that stucco, because a lot of times that can move and shift things as well, depending on the weather. You know, again, my crews, we could knock that off, reside it, you know, and just make it look better, and then just kind of put it back where it's going to be square. So every time you're operating the garage door, whether, especially if you're doing it by hand, now you're also not fighting with it either. And to where, after a while, I always tell people, even a child can operate these doors as well, but it's still, you want to make sure that it's square.
Yeah. Jerry, hey, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Mega Pros, Jeremy. Yeah,
Jerry, I got a question. Does that happen seasonally for you, where the rollers come out? So you mentioned it's a wood door, maybe expansion and contraction?
Yep. Oh, we lost Jerry.
Sorry, Jerry.
Well, that was a great question, sure. Mega Pros. Yeah. Jerry can get back on the line, yep. Even text it on and get it on there, too. And we'll make sure that Jerry gets his complimentary sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. Tell you what we're going to do. We got to get to the Mega Pros question of the week. We're going to do that after this quick break. And again, we've got a few texts that kind of combine all of these issues together in one here on Home Sweet Home Chicago after the break.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And down the stretch we come here till noon on Home Sweet Home Chicago. John Hansen in for David Hochberg until noon. Let's get Jerry back on the line. Jerry, Jeremy had a question for you.
Jerry, quick question.
Yes.
You mentioned that door being a wood door. Does it pop off the roller seasonally? Like in the winter it pops off, or in the summer it pops off, or it's just spontaneous?
Well, different rollers on the one side will pop out, and I put them back in with a channel lock, and then the next time I open the door, a different one will pop out.
Hmm. And that's year-round,
and
huh?
The track has moved a little, yeah. And people have said maybe you can, the track can be moved closer to the door.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't believe that's really an option. It sounds like maybe, yeah, replacing your garage door might be the best bet.
Jerry, you know where we're at. Stop by. We'll help you out.
Yeah.
And it'll be your least cost effective, where if you're fighting with it trying to get a repair, you're just constantly throwing money at something. You just want to knock it down, get it redone.
And Jerry,
oh, no. This garage.
Oh, not the garage. I mean just the door.
Just the door. We can replace the door.
Do they have lighter doors that are not heavy wooden doors?
Yes.
That's correct. Yep. We'll help you with that.
When you replace a garage door, do you do the rollers too? I mean,
the whole track and everything? Yep, whole new system. The tracks, springs, rollers, cables, hardware. And we offer a 5-year warranty, no questions asked, free replacement on any broken parts.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, what about spring snaps, cable snaps, roller pop out, call us. I mean, we'll walk to Jerry's house, but everyone else will drive there.
What about power? Do you guys ever add power to the overhead garage door so Jerry doesn't have to lift it anymore?
We don't have a quote-unquote electrician on staff.
Sure. Got
it. We sub it out, someone we know locally in Oak Park, of course.
So you could help.
Correct. Yeah, I can always get him a licensed electrician that I've worked with, and he's licensed in every town in the state of Illinois.
Hey, don't make Jerry go electric. He wants to lift thing with his own muscle.
Whatever you want, Jerry, we can take care of it.
Right, Jerry? You want to keep on lifting that
thing. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you.
I'm 80 years old, and I can lift that garage door, and I'm 80 years old.
Hey!
All right.
Fantastic. I sold the garage because I put my bike in there, and I ride a bike. I don't even drive a car.
Jerry,
you're my hero.
Stay on the line, Jerry. You got to get that sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. You can do it all.
Jerry, I'll arm wrestle you for a new door if you want.
I would lose. I would lose.
Maybe not.
Thank you very much, Jerry. We appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're calling. What's your scoop?
I just purchased a home, and it has a one-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
There is no people door. It's just a garage door. And I have fears of getting stuck in there because sometimes the garage doors don't go up.
Is the garage, it is detached, correct?
No, it's detached. It's okay. Very old.
Is it a brick garage or a frame garage?
Frame.
We can work with frame garage and pop in a side service door in there.
Oh. Correct.
Could they make it taller? Like put a barn roof on it so there'd be more storage?
Yes.
Mm. That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in the suburbs or are you in the city?
Villa Park,
yeah, because a lot of towns, like, that's illegal. Like, you have to have a entry-exit point. You can't just be through the garage door unless, you know, there's no opener because the power goes out. You're not going to get in there.
Mm. You want a professional
right,
to do that.
Yeah, or, yeah, getting stuck, yeah.
Or if it goes out while so you're in there.
Now, Gail, you're not stuck in there right now, are you?
Okay. No, not yet.
She'd have to call Jerry to come open the garage door.
Gail, do you have their information? Why don't we give you their information one more time?
Again, 847-998-5555. 847-998-5555 and fixmygarage.com.
Tell you what, you're going to get a free sample of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. So, Gail, don't go anywhere. Stay on the line, okay?
Thank you. I've got hardwood floors. Perfect.
All right. And if you have any questions about that phone number again, Ashley and Sammy will be able to help you out. So stay on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Gail. I love that. I might get stuck in that garage. It's a legitimate concern. We are solving problems here.
Big fears,
we
do, right?
Yes, here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. All right, question from the 708. Amy, you might be able to help us out with this. And Amy Kite, I have a one-car garage now and would like to expand to a two-car garage with an estimated cost of $25,000. Will I recover that cost if I plan to sell in 3 years? That's a tough question.
Hmm.
And even if you don't recover the cost, doesn't mean it's not the best option for you.
Right. Because will you recover that cost? Probably not in full. Is it going to make your property more sellable? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And if it's something you want and need, and that's a choice you need to make for yourself there too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why so many of these things do while you're living in there. One of our houses that we sold, we did all the work right before we sold it, and it was so disappointing because I didn't get to enjoy it. So I encourage people, have us out early, get these things done now so that you can actually enjoy them. People put their granite countertops in prior to selling. They wish they had done it three years ago so they could have
enjoyed
it.
Never makes any sense.
Yeah, right. Anytime I watch one of those shows where it's like, we're going to remodel it right before you sell it, they walk in, they're like, wait a second, this is nice.
What am I doing?
Yeah, I agree. If you've got a chance to do something and improve your life, don't just do it for the resale. I mean, that's an added bonus as well. We mentioned in the last hour, Amy, but I want to make sure we get it here in this hour too, in case people are just joining us. You have an ability to be able to show people listings before they're even public. How do people get on that list for all that you do?
Yeah, we connect them with one of our buyer's agents, and they have access to that list. So we'd have to just connect them with one of our agents on our team.
And that best way to reach you guys?
847-877-9881.
Ingrain it into your brain, people. All right, 847. I got a question for Gary. What is the best strategy to improve my credit score? I have $10,000 to pay down, $50,000 of credit card debt. Should I pay off one card or apply it to multiple cards to bring down the debt ratio of those cards?
Well, the quickest way to do it is tackle the smallest one first. Work your way up. Make small payments on the larger ones. Just never miss a payment. And then throw as much money as you can at the lowest balance that you owe and take care of that one. And then you work your way up and just take care of them one at a time. Don't use the credit cards because that defeats the purpose. But as you're making those small payments on all the other ones and reducing the balances on that smaller one fast, you're going to see points come back on your score a lot quicker that way.
I don't know who's going to be able to answer this one. 847 on the Mega Pros text line. Have any of you heard of a company called My Home? They state they can get some property tax money back, about $3,000, and they get a third of it. I get $2,000. Is it a scam? Is it worth doing? Anyone know anything about that? I haven't heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. I have not heard of them.
If they haven't heard of it.
I haven't either, but we do have a sponsor on the panel that does specialize in tax.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would recommend go to the website and look into that because, I don't know.
It's always so tough these days. Sure. Any website can look official or not, but I'd say call and make sure you're talking to a lot of different people about what the case may be for sure. Or call back when David's in. He'll have an answer for you. He'll have a better one.
Even if he makes it up. He'll have an answer for sure. Absolutely.
Speak with confidence. 312-91-7200. Still trying to squeeze in a few other texts and calls on the MegaPros line. I think we have time for one more, at least. Mary, you got a question for our wonderful guys here with our garages. Mary, what's up? First, it helps to turn on the button. Go ahead.
We have a 2.5 car garage, and it's not tall enough to get in my husband's pickup truck.
Oh.
So we're trying to find somebody that can raise the garage and pour a new floor, because we also get water from the alley that's coming into the garage. So it has to go higher.
Couple issues there.
So I'm trying to find somebody to do it.
Well, number one, is it a wood frame garage or is it a brick garage?
It's a wood frame.
Okay. Because with that, generally what I've done in the past is, you know, you send out the crew where we actually could jack up the frame a little bit. And depending on the header, we can actually cut into that and go from sometimes you go, you know, because standard heights back in the day, and I'm showing my age, it was 6 feet, 6 inches tall because cars are smaller. Now the standard norm is 7 feet tall. And I get a lot of times where people want to go up to 8 feet. And depending on the type of car that he has, generally, if I have the room, we can always cut it, reframe it out, and then at least now, and then put on a brand new door as well.
Mary, I don't know if you have follow-ups. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but what you can do is please stay on the line. First of all, we're going to get you hooked on up with that Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner, and we'll make sure that you get the number as well. Mary, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, then we're going to wrap up with the entire panel, make sure you get all of their information. They've answered a lot of questions. I'm sure that they can answer more if you're able to give them a call. So, more coming up. We'll wrap it up on Home Sweet Home Chicago after this on WGN. Now, the fastest 2 hours on WGN Radio, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Had a blast filling in for David Hochberg. He will be back next week, so John Hansen here wrapping up. Got to thank this esteemed panel. Well done, everyone, as always. Amy Kite, for all your real estate investment needs. A lot of questions people had, some more as well. Where can they find out more information about all you do?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Gary Novell, our credit guru. I didn't even go through the joke about what you thought about computers when they originally came out. We'll save that for another time. Where can people reach you?
630-624-9557. If you have any issues with your credit or your credit scores, or if it's even showing that you're deceased, you need to give me a call. 630-624-9557.
Sorry to interrupt. I was going to say back from the dead. Something I didn't even know was an issue is. Willie and Jack, where can people reach you guys?
Garage Remodeling Group, 847-998-5555. That's 847-998-5555.
Or you can visit us online at fixmygarage.com. Again, that's fixmygarage.com. And if you have a question, you can even put a question online. And yes, we'd be more happy to answer it. And especially to the last caller, Mary, appreciate that too.
Mega Pros, Jeremy, we did it.
Yeah, we did it. Pretty successfully, right?